When you think of parrots in the animal kingdom, it is likely you will think of mammals or maybe birds. However, unless you were a huge Finding Nemo fan, you probably won't imagine a fish. Surprisingly, many fish have extensive and complex systems of parental care. Yes, some fish simply spawn and leave their young to fend for themselves, yet many also care for their offspring. You may wonder how a fish would take care of its young. Like birds, many fish build nests out of rocks, mud, algae, and even bubbles. Some females become pregnant and nourish their young with a placenta, giving live birth. Others raise their fry in their own mouths. Still others lay their eggs on plants outside of the water, splashing them to keep them from drying out. In one of the best known and most extreme cases of paternal care, male seahorses raise eggs in a pouch and give live birth. Fish parents may oxygenate their eggs by fanning them with their fins, clean their eggs to keep them from getting infected, feed fry with secretions from their own bodies, and retrieve the fry when they wander too far from the nest. And, unlike in most birds and mammals, the majority of parental behavior in fish families is undertaken solely by the father. In fact, out of about 100 fish families in one of the largest groups of fish that have parental care, five families show female-only care, five biparental, and a whopping 90 are paternal-only systems. The fish order Gasterosteiformes, with 11 families and 260 species, provides some of the best and weirdest examples of complex paternal care. The family Gasterosteidae includes the sticklebacks, a small fish with spines along its back. Stickleback species build a variety of nests, ranging from simple clumps of algae to intricate nests weaved into aquatic plants. Males glue their nests together with specialized glue secreted from their kidneys, called spiggin. They perform complicated dances towards females, who crawl through the males' nests, lay eggs, and leave. Females prefer males with eggs in their nest, perhaps assuming that they are good fathers, and so some males may even steal eggs from other nests to make themselves appear more impressive. The fathers then fan the eggs, guard the nest from predators, and keep the fry close to the nest until they are old enough to disperse. The Syngnathidae, pipefishes, seahorses, and sea dragons, take paternal care to its extreme. Pipefishes are long, skinny fish, similar to an elongated seahorse. They form monogamous male and female pair bonds. Each morning, the males and females dance together to solidify their bond. When the female's eggs are ready, she deposits them on a flat flap of skin on the male's stomach during one of their dances. They then press their bodies together. This adheres the eggs to the male. He then carries the eggs around on his belly for about 10 days until they are ready to hatch, when he shakes his body to help the fry escape. Soon after, the female is ready to lay more eggs. Because it takes about 20 days for eggs to develop and hatch, by dividing them between the male and female, the pair are able to produce double the clutches they would be able to without paternal care. In perhaps the best-known example of fish parental care, seahorses take this one step further. Like pipefishes, most seahorses are monogamous during the breeding season and greet each other with a dance each morning. However, unlike pipefishes, the male seahorse has developed a pouch on his abdomen. The female deposits the eggs into this pouch, where they then develop. In some species, the male even nourishes the young within his pouch. The male then gives birth to fully developed young. While fish are not often thought of as being parents, they exhibit fascinating and diverse parental care. In many cases, fathers are the only parents that care for their offspring, something that seems unusual compared to mammalian and avian systems, where maternal and biparental care is most common. Fish parental systems are of interest to the scientific community because they potentially elucidate the pathways by which various parental systems may evolve. But fish parents aren't interesting only to scientists. Perhaps by learning that fish can form lasting pair bonds and be diligent dads, maybe you will have a greater appreciation for these hard-working, fishy fathers.